This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven half the hour. This is the program that's aimed to expand your brain. So I suppose we could say Brainiacs invited to the DJV show. And if you want podcasts automatically delivered to your smartphone, your tablet, or any other wireless device you have, go to blogtalkradio.com/DJV. You can also get the podcasts from iTunes or everywhere podcasts are available. Just search for DJV show. One word, DJV show. All right, you got it? Everybody got it? Jennifer, you got it?
Got it.
Victoria, you got it?
Yep.
Wow. Get that in your head. So let's get to some real controversy. Everybody ready for some real controversy? Controversy. You can decide which one. I'll give you two circumstances. You tell us which one, or you can think through which one of these is the more controversial of the two. And one is related to the other. The story about Ivanka and her husband, Jared, being shocked that her father announced plans to ban transgenders in the military. They were not aware, and they were surprised because apparently the president talks to them both about most everything he does beforehand, but he didn't talk about this. And I think, from what I can gather, piecing things together, it was because he knew they wouldn't approve. As basically, let's face it, they're both New Yorkers. They are Democrats at the core. The president is maybe a Democrat. I think whatever progressive stuff is associated with Democrats. Mike Pence has won the day to this point, but you can see where there's some of that is falling apart that I thought was going to happen at any point along the way. So is that controversial, or is the fact that a former Navy surgeon says she will waive the cost of gender confirmation surgery for some of the people that are in the military? Her name is Christine McGinn. She's also transgender, once nominated for the Navy's Flight Surgeon of the Year Award, says that if the military won't pay for a service member's gender confirmation surgery, and I guess that's translated into having your hoo-hoos wahad and the other way around. There are a lot of patients already in the queue, apparently, scheduled for these operations. She'll do them free. She said, the commander-in-chief won't take care of our veterans, but I will take care of veterans. Veterans will take care of veterans. He said, as you'll remember, the transgender service members burden the military with tremendous medical costs. I don't know that I, and he talked about disruption as well. I don't know about disruption, and I don't know about whether everybody is having the operation, but I know that all of our attention was called on this, called to this when Bradley Manning became Chelsea Manning, and that pretty much caused an uproar, which was appropriate because there's no reason in the world, none, that I can think of. You can certainly short-circuit that if there is a good reason for men and women who decide they want to change their sexuality. That's an individual decision, none of my business. But when you ask me to pay for it, done. You can go find somebody else to pay for it if you want, but I don't want to pay for it.
But isn't it interesting, though, that Dr. McGinn has mentioned that the military's transition-related health costs, the total cost that they have incurred so far amounts to less than 10% of what the military spends on erectile dysfunction prescriptions.
Well, that may be, and I don't know why we're paying for that either, frankly. I don't see any reason why I should have to pay for some guy, some dude who's in uniform, having erectile dysfunction. That's not a problem. Well, okay, maybe back up on that a little bit. Victoria, they probably can make a case that post-traumatic stress disorder gets in the way of being able to have sexual relations. That's probably how they make the argument. So then how would they make the argument to justify paying for, or you're saying that they don't. And so is there a justification for it? Jennifer, does that make any sense at all to use that argument if you're involved in a war-related disorder, and you've decided you want to become a man and you're a woman, you want to...
You know, honestly, I mean, maybe this makes me sound like a weirdo, but the policy that I like, because, look, if anybody wants to fight in our military, then fight in the military. I shouldn't know that you're transgender if you're a soldier. I shouldn't. I should be able to just... I mean, the don't ask, don't tell policy sounded really funny, but that's actually how it should be. Like, you don't need to hear all the stuff that's happening in my bedroom or with my genitalia or whatever. Just go into the military and be a soldier. Whether you're a man or woman, if you're up to the challenge, go do it. The problem that I have is when we start having to move barracks around or people are asking for special treatment. Those kinds of things do become a distraction. They do prohibit people from doing their best work, especially in situations where they need to be on the money and in hand-to-hand combat and in situations where there might be real wars going on. And so, you know, maybe it's not the most politically correct thing to say, but I actually am a fan of don't ask, don't tell. I don't need to know what it is that is going on with you in your bedroom. I don't need to know.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you won't have any argument for me. Kara, what do you think? A little younger opinion? Does age make a difference here when it comes to being understanding, acceptable, or finding this acceptable?
I think that, I'm agreed on terms that what you're doing in your bedroom shouldn't matter, but I feel like as long as it doesn't stop people from serving or that there isn't some kind of bias against people, because whether you tell people or not doesn't stop people from making assumptions or from finding out and, and disrespecting or acting or lashing out towards someone because of it. So it's like you might not go around talking about your sex life, but it doesn't stop someone from finding out that you're transgender or you're gay, because it's not something you should have to keep a secret. If you're straight, it doesn't stop you from talking about your wife or your husband back home. So I don't know.
Interesting point of view.
I don't know. So it's interesting. If you're gay or you're transgender, you should still be able to talk about your personal life because, you know, you're with your comrades who you're supposed to be close to. So I guess I just don't want people to be punished because of that, and they shouldn't have to keep it a secret.
Right.
The word, the important word there is should. I think there are a lot of things that ought to go on in a progressive society that don't, because there are people who are not progressive, and that's up to them to be that way. Not everybody has to be the same. Not everybody has to be judged in the same light. We have too much judgment, period, in my mind. When it comes to all sorts of things. Colleagues, you all talk about what's going on. And when girls get together, they talk about what goes on with the girls. Guys get together, they talk about what's going on with the guys.
Right, but you know what? But they're not asking for special treatment. I mean, look, I think military talk is going to happen. You're going to have your friends. You're going to confide in people. You're going to talk to the people that you like. I think that's fine. It's when it becomes an outward distraction. I need to live in a girl's bunk or barracks, even though I'm biologically a male. That's when it starts becoming uncomfortable for everyone else around you. So the question is, are you willing to sacrifice the comfort of everyone around you to make a statement or to make yourself comfortable? And I don't know what the right answer there is. I would assume, and this is just in talking to people in the military that I've talked to informally on my other program that I host, and almost every single one of them has said transgender serving in the military is not a new phenomenon. It's not something that, although it was legal, just no one really paid attention to it. People still came in.
Right. Yeah.
And time and time again, it seems that it boils down to an issue of where they sleep and where they shower, and literally I had four or five people, every military personnel person that had served with the transgender person, said that this had become an issue at some point down the road. And
just
couple that with the 250 transgender people who are already doing surgery on the taxpayer dollar, and I'm very empathetic. I love all people. I think everybody have a story to tell, but when their issues inconvenience the masses, it's problematic. I'm sorry, but it really is problematic.
Sorry. No reason.
Yeah, but I mean, because I'm not trying to sound insensitive, and I know that sometimes it can be taken that way, but that's not my angle at all.
Here's where I'm stuck, and this goes back to the beginning of the conversation when it comes to paying. What Victoria brought up was a very sage comment. I didn't know, or if I didn't know, I didn't think about it that way. I said I didn't want to pay for these operations. Is it do we understand from that which develops out of these conversations that post-traumatic stress disorder or other things that happen that are difficult to deal with cause a person or may cause a person to want to change his sexual identity?
No. From my trans friends, that's absolutely not
okay.
The case at all.
So
but I would be interested.
Let's go back just for a second to not paying for that if it's not caused by a war-related some incident.
Right, and I see the angle that you're going with. Right, yeah. I see the angle there. But what I would be curious about, and I do not know the answer to this, I would love to see a breakdown of medical things, whatever type of surgery it may be. I would love to see what is covered and then compare it to the cost
a list.
Of... Yeah. Just to see, okay, so if you whatever it is, if you're on leave and you injure yourself because you get drunk one night and fall down and then you need stitches or whatever, the military pays for that. That's under your insurance plan or whatever in the military, so like that's covered. What Jennifer's saying, if you're transgender and if you're going through the transition that you're not fit to serve in the military, I don't understand the difference between anyone's job then. Are you too distracted at the bank to crunch numbers because you're thinking about...
I think we can all agree, and again, this is not an argument, this is a discussion. I think we can all agree that doing bank teller work is a little less stressful than standing on a battlefield.
Well, if everybody stands in the battlefield, but not everybody does. 21 after the hour.
Summer sales event is in full swing now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And stay big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Right now at the Home Depot, Ortho Bug Be Gone 32-ounce concentrate, ready to spray, or 10-pound bag is your choice, two for just $10. There's no magic to making bugs disappear, but there is Bug Be Gone. It'll knock out over 100 types of insects for fewer pests in your lawn and more money in your pocket. Start your own disappearing act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the tap-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
You're listening to... If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
She's got a full-hearted memory. It won't let him see that she walked out the door. He's got a full-hearted memory.
My favorite, I think this may be my favorite male country singer, Jennifer, because
it's a solid choice.
He's always there. George Strait announced he's going to revamp his Las Vegas show. He retired from touring a couple of years ago.
He did.
And decided he would. Does he live? He must live in Vegas then, right?
I think he does just some special shows. I actually saw him in Vegas, and he's fantastic. It was the second time I saw George Strait. And, you know, I talk about, I saw Garth Brooks a couple weekends ago, and his energy is amazing. What's really cool about George Strait is that his music stands up. He just stands on stage, and he'll play. He's got a square stage, and he does two songs, and then he moves to the next side and does two songs, and he moves to the next side. And he's just solid. It's just so good.
Plays 30 songs a night.
Yeah.
And then the next night he does 30 different songs.
Right, because he can, because he's like monster hits.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Right. Yeah, yeah. All number one songs. And he's going to start up again in September, apparently. He's not telling what his new set of songs will be. But this is very much a... Which one are we listening to here? We're not still with Full-Hearted Memory.
Oceanfront property
in Arizona.
He said to the crowd of 20,000 that watched him recently, quote, I want to thank you for making all them songs number one records. I got one more, and then I'm going to send you back to the tables. He wrapped up the show with a cover of Johnny Cash's Folsom Prison Blues.
It's a good song to cover.
Yeah, it is a good song to cover. But he's got, you're right, Jenner, it's just solid, solid, solid. Refreshingly solid. That's what I would call it. And he goes back to the Eurocountry music that I kind of quite liked. And he was a halfway decent actor. Every once in a while he'd do a TV show. Or,
oh my gosh, Pure Country is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it is kind of a neat movie, isn't it?
I love that movie. It's so cheesy and great.
Yep. All right, let's move on in the country world to Miranda Lambert and find out what's going on with her. She's decided to talk about the split with her husband, Blake. Didn't we Wasn't she engaged? Didn't we talk about that last week to Western East or East or West or whatever?
Anderson East. Yeah, that's the rumor. Have you heard anything more about that, Jen?
I read an article over the weekend in a tabloid that said she, as you mentioned, Victoria, was on the phone with Anderson East late into the night, asked him to marry him or marry her, and he said yes. So who knows? Maybe they're engaged. Maybe they're not. I don't know. I do know that she's started to chat more and more about her breakup with Blake Shelton, though, and she's on the cover of Billboard this week or this month, and yeah, she's letting it all hang out.
If you want to hear my side of the story or my opinion of what happened, it's all in there. Speaking about a coping mechanism, no mystery anymore. Take from it what you will. Why are people so invested in this? It's just more people love gossip, I guess. That's really what it's about, right?
Well, it's gossip, but it's also, you know, Blake and Miranda were, I mean, the modern day, Tim and Faith and George Jones and Tammy Wynette. I mean, they were a country music super couple, and they got very famous together. And so I think there's just a lot of interest in what happened. And both of them have been pretty respectful about not dishing the dirt too much using their
music. So how old is Miranda Lambert?
33, maybe.
So this guy is, so she's a bit younger than Blake, but she's older than Anderson West.
East. Right.
Is that the way it works?
That's the way it works.
All right, quick clip from Thomas Rhett's new album. It's called Life Changes. He released his last album in 2015. So what do we think of him in a few words, Jennifer? Thomas Rhett.
He's the new country music artist of the year. It was a big year for him. Huh. I don't know if he's at that level yet. He's not found his way onto the Jennifer Horn playlist, but the son of Red Akins, which is helping him out.
All right, 28 after DJV time.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And stay big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Four after the hour now, the DJV Experience. You can follow the show on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Lots of ways to traverse. I'm looking at a picture of Harry Styles from the set of the movie Dunkirk, which I saw, and it was better than I thought it was going to be. I thought, I don't want to go to see that, and then I did. And it appears that he's very interested in Kara Schillen, who's at the studio in Washington.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
He's very sweet, isn't he?
Yeah, maybe coming over to visit with you, actually.
I can't wait. It's going to be great. Sorry, Victoria.
Wow. Okay.
Why are you so curious?
The buried lead here is Harry Styles really in Dunkirk?
Yes.
Yeah.
He is?
You didn't know that?
You think all the headlines were a lie?
I know.
Christopher Nolan thought of this big plot to get more people to see the movie. Harry Styles isn't even in it.
So Harry Styles is what kind of singer? Good?
Mediocre.
Really good?
He's good. I would say he's more, like, of One Direction, he was always the more rocky singer. He's got a deeper voice. It's a little bit more gruff than the other guys.
Really?
I love his voice. It's very raspy.
Very good. All right, let's move back to some of the things that are controversial. Not often do we get involved in controversy, but I see a couple of things here that are worth our time and effort. And as long as we were talking, for those of you who want to go back and hear the conversation we had in the last half hour, you can find it in on the Blog Talk radio.com/DJV show overview of the day today. The continuation of what we do and how we are in our private lives becomes more and more a focus of what people talk about in their public expressions. One of them, this has become, I never actually realized, I don't, this is not a name-dropping contest, but I guess I never realized that surrogate parenting, if that's what they call it, gestational surrogates, were so much a part of the landscape until I met Christopher Maloney, the actor who lived next door to me for 5 or 6 years in Santa Monica, and his wife, whose name I can see her, but I don't remember her name, blonde, good-looking lady. She wanted to have children, but she didn't want to have children. So they hired a surrogate to have their two children. And I just had never, until he explained to me or told me the story, I never really paid any attention to the whole business of being a surrogate. But apparently this is big stuff now. And a lot of people in our country are hiring these surrogates to carry the baby from conception to term. And in some circumstances, they're spending $150,000 to do it.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Wow. So if you can't afford a surrogate from our country, you go someplace else because the price is cheaper. If you go to India, for example, it's a $400 million business there. They're trying to ban foreigners from hiring surrogates there altogether. You can go to Nepal. They've banned surrogacy, but you could for quite a while. Thailand, Czechoslovakia, Ukraine, which is where the main destination is for Americans apparently now. There are 6,000 children in the last decade that were born from Ukrainian surrogates. And they were mostly for foreigners. They charge $39,000 for surrogacy services, which includes birth in a private hospital, allows a lot of visitation. I don't know how you'd wrap yourself around. I just don't know how you do it. I'm just speaking. Am I speaking as a man?
I don't mean, being the surrogate or hiring one?
Type of getting into the whole business comes from sperm and egg being put together from the parents and then inserted in the surrogate.
Right.
Yeah, right.
They become
to grow in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
so they're the vessel. I feel sorry for them because I think for women, even if it's not your egg and your sperm, it's still you still carry a baby for 9 months, and I don't know how that transition process back into real life is. But I know a lot of people do it because the money's good, and a lot of times not only is it the money, but you get room and board, and you know a lot of times the family will keep you with them if they have enough money. So I mean, I understand why.
So what are the laws in America for surrogacy, in terms of the rights? There are the surrogate in most of these circumstances, from what I can see, doesn't have any right to the baby as well.
Yeah, because it's not biologically their baby.
No.
And there's lots of forms and all kinds of stuff and contracts. And
but can you imagine, let me ask the three of you, put yourself in either of those positions, being a surrogate and giving up the baby, or going to a woman. Let's say Jennifer decides she wants to have a baby, but she doesn't want to have it in her womb. So she goes to Victoria and says, hey, Victoria, I got my sperm in.
Victoria is not the right person.
I'm more likely to go and ask Jen to carry a baby for me.
Right.
I have always wanted to hire a surrogate.
Really?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because I would like to be a parent, but I literally feel zero biological urge or desire to carry a baby myself.
How do you know what it feels like to actually do it, though?
I don't know. It's something I just know about myself. I'm going to do it because I can't afford a surrogate. It's cheaper to do it yourself.
Are you telling us something?
No, not yet. I'll tell you guys when the time is right, but no, not yet. But still, I mean, I would love to just hire someone to do that. That would be amazing. It's still my kid. I'd still be super happy to meet him or her. But
hi, kid.
Hey,
I'm your mom.
I'd rather have someone do all the hard work, too.
You would? Really?
It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Both of you. My God, I'm surprised.
No problem with it at all. Just put the little baby in my arms when it's all over.
Right.
No, I grew up in a family where I think, like, my mom was super maternal and her, like, whole life's goal was to have kids. Like, that's what she always wanted to do. And I just, there's this, like, weird feeling that the Shillin women are, like, good at carrying children.
So you should be our surrogate, is what you're saying.
So I am excited someday about having my own kids. But the funny thing is my sister, last year had some issues and she wasn't sure. I mean, not my sister that just had a baby, but my other sister, she hasn't had any kids of her own yet, but I think she wants to in the future, but she had some problems and wasn't sure if she would be able to have kids of her own. And so the thought occurred to me, if she ever needed a surrogate, I would be one for her.
Aww.
And so I can't imagine doing it for a stranger, but I think the idea of doing it for a family member or a friend.
Victoria and Jennifer are not strangers.
Believe me, we're into it. Let me ask you the creepy question.
Okay.
So to impregnate yourself, would you have to donate the egg? Or can your sister produce an egg?
She can produce them. But I don't, that's what I'm curious about. What happens, I mean, is it still...
You're going to get yourself impregnated the old-fashioned way?
Ooh, a little fun time with the brother-in-law.
Oh, God, I really hope she's not listening. Oh, my God, no.
Oh, my God. That's pretty good.
But I think if your sister, Kara, couldn't produce her own egg, then she would use an egg donor from someone else, right?
That's,
with her husband's sperm, and then you get to carry that embryo.
That's what I would assume. Yeah. I mean, I guess it would be a personal decision that people would make amongst themselves, but it does seem like it would be very odd to use my egg and then just pass it off
to
my
sister
and pretend like it's not my kid.
So would you be able to do that? Could you donate an egg?
But then it would still be her kid.
But that's the thing. It would be my kid. So it was the only option, maybe, but I don't think so. I mean, I guess you would just pretend. I'd be like, hey, nephew.
Who looks exactly like me?
Yeah, you've heard these stories, though, because people who can't have kids want to get as biologically close to what their kid would be like.
Yeah,
so they employ their siblings to do it.
But, I mean, to be fair, I look a lot like my sister, so hopefully we could fool the kid. But, no, it would be very, very weird.
So how much would you charge your sister to carry your baby?
I don't know that I would charge them anything. I didn't think about it in
Does that,
that
same
in
deal
depth.
Extend to Jennifer and me?
Probably not, but you guys don't. What would we do? Would I have to move to L.A.?
Yeah.
No.
Am I going to carry the baby here and then...
Yeah, you could carry the baby for 6 months on your own, and then, you know, the last 6 months, you could come hang out here, sure.
I would nix that. She needs to stay in the studio. Have the kid and the baby right in the studio.
So there's
moving.
Good acoustics so everyone can hear all the details of it? Yeah. No, if I were to do something like that, then I don't think I would come up with a specific charge. You have to pay me this month or like this much per hour, but I would, I think,
an hourly fee.
I would think that they might be able to help me out with like, you know, doctor's visits or like live, like things that I specifically have to go through because of that.
Yeah. Review. Yeah. Yep. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not signing up to have babies for you guys.
By the way, an audio contract. Give me a tape on this.
Verbally binding agreement.
This is a sexist conversation. You didn't even ask me if I wanted to have your kids.
Well, when you go ahead with that transgender reassignment, you can have babies, then we'll talk to you about it.
Okay, so that would be a reason to have transgender reassignment, to make some money as a surrogate mother.
You can't become a surrogate.
You don't get a womb out of it.
No.
Yeah, you don't get a uterus.
You don't get all the parts.
Is that it? I see.
Yes.
Well, I guess that leaves me out. Okay.
Did you want to have a baby? Do you feel like you're missing out on something? They're not joking. It is a lot of work.
The
so
most fabulous, fabulous, fabulous moments in my life.
Are you giving birth?
I don't know where this is going.
No, I was taking a breath because I remember how I felt.
Having children?
Well, I couldn't be in Tony.
Say, you weren't even in the room, right?
No,
back
Tony
in the day?
At the hospital, the Framingham Hospital, they wouldn't let the father in if there was a C-section. They wouldn't let you into the operating room.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. It's open.
So I didn't see Megan until she was put in an incubator and was wheeled out. She hadn't been cleaned up yet. And I remember her wailing around, her legs and her arms, and she was screaming.
Oh.
That was the first time I saw it, and I thought to myself, my God, it's my daughter.
You're in for trouble.
Oh.
No, it was really something.
Aw.
Yeah, it was.
See, guys get all the best parts. They get the emotional moment of, oh, that's my kid, and they didn't do anything to facilitate that.
I did something. I was actually pretty supportive for not being a very supportive husband at the time because I didn't know what I was supposed to do. I was really very good at being father once the babies were born. And it's been a role that I've cherished. Let's go from talking about emotions to talking about washing machines.
Once you have a baby, you're going to have a lot of clothes to wash.
That's right. Yes.
And then a speed queen washer.
That's right. There are 50 lucky winners that'll be loving their laundry. Check it out at lovinmylaundry.com.
This week in automotive news, we're in Geneva, Switzerland, test driving the new Mercedes-Benz S-Class. The car has the world's first wellness driving system. It combines systems to promote wellness, including the car scent, heated, cooled, and massaging seats, cabin temperature, ambient lighting, and music. Mercedes promises it can be as good as a double espresso. We put it in invigorate mode, a quick-moving massage, fresh scent, lively music, bright lights, and cooled seats woke me right up. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Don't let a scar steal your spotlight. Use Moderma Advanced Scar Gel, the only once-daily formulated scar care product clinically shown to reduce the appearance of scars. Moderma Advanced Scar Gel from the Moderma family of skincare solutions. Don't miss Amazon Prime Day deals.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Now that more people use smartphones than laptops and desktops, you bet cyber thieves are going after your pocket-sized computer as well. But there are a few things you can do to protect your information you're carrying around. Number one, password protect your smartphone so that your information doesn't fall into the wrong hands if your device is lost or stolen. Number two, only download reputable apps from trusted sources. Number three, delete suspicious text messages from people you don't know. Don't click on any web links or phone numbers to call or attachments. Number four, Android users should consider anti-malware or malicious software to protect you from threats. And number five, when you donate or recycle your smartphone, use encryption to restore your phone to the original settings to wipe out data. That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Brought to you by ASUS.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID.
Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For our visit from Tommy the K, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit. The Money Pit! Where is that? There it is. Okay. I thought we had decided we were going to do different themes, though, Kara, for the Money Pit. It's that same old thing.
We switch them around.
All right. Tom Kreidler, not to be switched with, not to be trifled with. He's the man who's in charge of the Money Pit along with Laura Segretti.
Leslie Segretti.
What did I say? Laura?
Laura.
Really?
Yeah.
Leslie has some. So sorry. So, Tom, if you remember the last visit we had, was at the Boy Scout Jamboree. And just a moment on how the news media takes things out of context. You were there. You saw the whole thing.
Yep.
And was it the controversy that the news media made it out to be?
I mean, not in my view. Look, you know, the Boy Scouts had the president speak because it's a tradition. Since 1937, presidents have spoke to the Boy Scout Jamborees. This was the eighth time. It wasn't about making a political statement. It was just about inviting the president. But, of course, the news media takes that all out of context and makes it like the Boy Scout is now part of the Trump army, you know, which just wasn't the case.
Well, there were a lot of people who were saying, I'm taking my son out of the Boy Scouts because of that. I thought that was asinine.
Yeah, well, they're entitled to do whatever they want to do. This is America, right?
Yes, it is. You can be an ass.
The kids were really thrilled to see a president.
Yeah.
And there was a great atmosphere. There was a great electricity. And sure, he went off the script and, you know, got himself in a bit of hot water as a result of that. But that's his style, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. That is what it is. All right. in a moment, some questions from listeners who need answers. I need answers. You need answers. I need the truth. You can't handle the truth. Well, let's see if we can handle Tommy's truth right after this.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
The kids are not listening to me.
I got this. Who wants ice cream?
Oh, so that's how you get them to listen.
With available powerful third-row seats in the Ford Explorer, there's always more room for the whole family. And then some.
Impressive, huh?
No, not really.
Wait, who are the two in the third row?
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. It's always a good time. Now with summer's hottest offer. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer models. Plus get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
All right, let's see how we can help. Here's Andrew, who listens to the program, has a question about a high-efficiency washer. He says, I may have to reinforce the floor. Right. What does that mean? He has to put a new subfloor? What does he have to do for this?
I don't think you have to reinforce the floor, but I will say this. With high-efficiency machines, getting them level is really important because they spin so quickly. If they're out of level, they're going to vibrate. So you want to make sure that your floor is, you know, reasonably secure. It doesn't mean you have to rebuild it, but listen, if it's really slopey or something of that nature, maybe you have to do some work to it. But there's another thing that you can do, and these are called high-efficiency anti-vibration blocks. They're like rubber feet, but they're kind of big blocks. I have some under one of my machines, and they're about 3 inches square and about an inch thick. And what they do is they absorb some of the vibration of the spin cycle from the washing machine and you know, kind of reduce the noise that results from that. Now, I've got an old house, and so I've got very old floors, and I found that this really made a difference. So, yeah, these high-efficiency machines do, you know, spin very quickly. They've got to be perfectly level, and they'll tend to get out of level once in a while, and you have to adjust them. And if you notice that your machine is shaking or starting to walk, you know, where it sort of wobbles across the floor in its spin cycle, then you need to re-level it.
All right, so there's Andrew's answer. Andrew, thank you for the question. Janice lives in a heavily wooded area, has a question about the north side of the house because of holes from woodpeckers. Mm. They fill in the holes, repaint. However, the woodchucks go right back and do the same thing over again. Damn them.
Yep.
How do they get rid of them?
Well, they're tough, and what I've found that works is a couple of things, and this is sort of a temporary measure, but it tends to move them off. Two things. First of all, you can cut plastic bags, like a big hefty garbage bag, into strips, so it kind of flops in the breeze, and tack some of those strips around the area where their holes are. That really stops them from coming back in that area. And the other thing is tin pie plates. If you were to hang a couple of those, that spinning sort of tin also discourages woodpeckers. And I've had good reports from people that have tried this and watched the woodpeckers go away and then not come back. Presumably they're finding a home at somebody else's house, but they're staying away. And then, of course, you can pull that material down.
Tom Kreidler, nationally syndicated Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, MoneyPit.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.